Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you want to build a house or maybe an apartment building. Well, hang on. First, you'll need to pay for a permit. Then there's the housing impact fee, transportation, parks, infrastructure fees. By the time you add up all those service and impact fees, you're looking at $65,000 per single-family unit in Oakland, $165,000 in San Francisco, over $170,000 in Fremont. The fees tend to be a little lower for multifamily developments.
The impact fees are usurious, I'll say it, and we got to call that out.
Governor Gavin Newsom tells KCBS it's crazy how much it costs before you even pay for the land or break ground. Builder Mike Gilmetti, head of the Signature Development Group in Oakland, says rising fees are keeping California from building the 3.5 million more homes it needs.
I wish they would go away because I think it would be better. It would incent more developers to create more housing.
But Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf says cities need the money because of Proposition 13's limits on property tax and the end of redevelopment agencies under Governor Brown.
We're doing everything that we can to make up for the loss of redevelopment financing. That was the major source of affordable housing funding that got taken away from cities, and we are really still trying to make up for that.
Oakland's fees have generated more than $20 million to help construct affordable housing, which Schaaf says wouldn't get built without that money. But David Garcia, policy director at UC Berkeley's Turner Center for Housing Innovation, just studied housing impact fees and says they can slow development.
Fees can add up and increase the overall cost of housing or simply make housing infeasible.
One of the many problems, the wide disparity in fees from city to city. Mayor Schaaf says that's why developers are fleeing San Francisco's sky-high fees to pay Oakland's much lower ones.
How Oakland structured its impact fees is working.
But Gilmetti says those fees jack up the cost of construction, giving him an incentive to build more expensive apartments for the high end of the market.
That limits the supply of housing. And the biggest issue in the last 35 years in the Bay Area has been a lack of supply.
Garcia recommends statewide standardization of fees and perhaps Prop 13 reform. Without that, says Governor Newsom, the cost of building will continue to go through the roof.
You can't build an $800,000 affordable housing unit. That's laughable. And that's what you're doing here.
Doug Sovereign, KCBS.